Local officials in Connecticut want to build confidence in the voting system before this year's highly contested presidential election. The process has been complicated by the pandemic. WSHU's Ebong Udama brings us the story as part of the podcast, Capitol Avenue.
Bridgeport voter Sarah Thompson went to the polls to cast a vote in the primary election over the summer. She said she's skeptical about vote by mail.
I don't know. I kept hearing things about we shouldn't be mailing the ballots in because something's going on with that. And I might have threw mine away, honestly. So it was a little confusing when they mailed it to me. So I just felt like coming in person is a little bit easier.
She says she was sent an absentee ballot, but Connecticut doesn't send absentee ballots unsolicited. It might have been an application to vote that way. Sue Lawson is president of the Registrars of Voters Association of Connecticut. She says the primary in Connecticut actually went better than expected.
It was a good collaboration between the town clerks and the registrars because, you know, most people don't realize it, but the major portion of the absentee process goes through the town clerk's office.
Still, lessons were learned.
We learned a lesson not to have the ballots mailed out from a mail house. So for the presidential, the ballots will be mailed out by the town clerks. So that's a lesson learned.
Lawson is also the Democratic Registrar of Voters in South Windsor. She's part of a bipartisan department that operates the polling places. On Election Day, they might still put new voters on the rolls. That's because Connecticut allows Election Day registration to vote. And Lawson says some people leave it to the last minute, even in a presidential election year.
It's like now it's on the brain again. So we are seeing an increase in the level of voter registration.
Town clerks run the counting of the votes. Beth Chortel Lynch is the Ansonia town clerk. She's part of a three-person office.
And we intend to do it ourselves.
Ansonia is a small city in the Naugatuck Valley. They normally see about 300 absentee ballots. This year, they've already received more than 800. Connecticut Secretary of the State, Denise Merrill, says state lawmakers have given election officials an extra 96 hours after the polls close. She says that will ensure enough time for towns that can't get it done on Election Day.
The worst thing that could happen would be if it was wrong. And so we want to make sure we are not sacrificing accuracy for speed here.
That was one of the lessons from the primary, where some of the ballots were delayed in the mail.
So that was just kind of the last straw. So we are encouraging people to use the ballot boxes, which are now in each town, because it's much faster.
Especially as states try to claw back changes made to the U.S. Postal Service by the Trump administration. Merrill says cybersecurity is another big concern for her.
I mean, can you imagine if some change got into that result system and announced the wrong winner in some race on election night?
Merrill has partnered with the Connecticut National Guard to help with cybersecurity for the election. The state has also offered grants to towns and cities to pay for upgrades to their computer systems to protect election results. The towns can also decide to use the money for additional staff, better scanners for absentee ballots, or protective equipment amid the pandemic.
That's the biggest enemy, is the distrust right now of the American public in elections.
Voters will start receiving absentee ballots in Connecticut starting October 2nd for the November 3rd election. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
You can hear much more about this on WSHU's Capitol Avenue podcast. It's available at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.